If you're familiar with constructive rest, go ahead and set up your mat on the floor and put something under your head and make yourself comfortable. If you're new to constructive rest, I'll talk you through the process. So we'll be working with the Alexander technique today. It's an educational process. It's not a treatment or a therapy, but there are many benefits. If you have any symptoms or conditions, please consult your licensed healthcare professional. And this, I think you'll find this is a very relaxing session, and it also will hopefully be energizing as well. Please take care of yourself throughout, so be appropriate to yourself. You're welcome to get up and walk around if you need to. If for whatever reason, if something is uncomfortable, please adjust as needed. And if you have any recommendations from a physical therapist or your doctor, please follow that in terms of our movement and our position. So you'll be lying down on the floor on your back. You're welcome to use a mat or put a blanket on the floor. And underneath your head will be a small support. You could use a small paperback book, or you could fold a towel. You can either fold a large bath towel, make sure that it's flat, or you could fold a small hand towel. So you want there to be a little bit of height and a little bit of support under your head, mainly so that your neck is not compressed. So you don't want your head to be retracted back and down this way on your neck, but you don't want it to be too far forward either. So find just the amount of support that's right for you. For most people, it's about half inch to a 1 inch to begin. And then later, as you get used to constructive rest, you may add in more books. So begin by lying down on the floor with your knees bent and your feet flat and the support under your head. There's no pressure on you in any way. Just enjoy the process. And I will talk you through everything. So we'll begin to carve out this next half hour or so, time and space, just for you. An opportunity to take care of yourself. And this is a dedicated time to practice. I'll be reviewing and introducing some of the principles that we use with the Alexander work. Your practice, you're looking after yourself, and you're really letting yourself fall into the floor. So begin now to really experience and sense your whole self in contact with the floor. Allow yourself to just fall easily into the surface of the floor. Feeling the support and the grounding. I will pause at different times, and this is just to allow you to reflect and go deeper into the experience. So you're noticing your whole self, your whole head, your whole body, giving yourself permission to let your shoulders, your scapula widen and fall into the floor. Allowing the back of your neck to soften a bit. And we're just thinking about this rather than doing it. Although if you need to move, you're welcome to move. My neck is free, my back is responding, lengthening and widening. My shoulders are releasing out to the sides. I let my whole head and my whole body be sensitive and aware, and I'm emptying out what is not needed. So this is a constructive time, a constructive process for undoing, unsetting, and falling more deeply into the floor so that your spine can really rest and there can be a lot of spaciousness in your back. You can sense the crown of your head easing away from your body. You're not going to necessarily move it. You're just sensing or thinking about a beam of light, a crown of light, moving from the whole crown of your head away from your head out into the room. If you wish, you can allow your eyes to fall softly open. And you may want to close your eyes, and that's fine. We like to have your eyes open sometimes in the lessons because then you can integrate the changes. So just find a nice way to maybe open and close your eyes every so often if you'd like to have them closed. Just see what you notice about yourself. Continuing to let your back spread out, especially your lower back, spreading, unfolding, unfurling onto the floor. And noticing your knees, an idea of your knees floating to the ceiling. Knees away, knees forward and away. Knees floating out away from my hip joints. As you sense the stillness and the quieting, notice if there's any movement going on, even if it's a smaller movement. So there can be movement in stillness. And if you're moving, you can also sense a quieting inside. Check in with the back of your head, the back of your neck at the top where you're neck meets your head in the atlanto-occipital region. And if you'd like to find that area, you can sense a softening in the back of your throat. Maybe nod your head a very tiny bit, letting your nose move up and down to free that atlanto-occipital area. And notice if your whole back and your whole body can pick up on that ease. Right, and I see people experimenting in a very specific way with that. It's wonderful. Affirm that the tiny suboccipital muscles in the back, where your head meets your neck, and they're close to the bone, just affirm that those are softening and allowing the rest of your neck to free up. noticing that you have a cervical curve rather than over straightening your neck, allowing a slight cervical curve to be there. The mastoids, the strong, powerful muscles of the neck, are freeing. And those reach down and make connections with your collarbone and your sternum. So you're sensing that three-dimensionality. And the very strong masseter muscle deep in the TMJ where the jaw is, that's softening, opening, releasing. Continuing to work for stillness and quieting as you think about these constructive changes and allow your system to take up some of these ideas. Checking in with your feet and your toes, allowing your toes to move slightly. Sensing the toes lengthening away from the feet. And you can really stretch that idea of the toes lengthening by imagining streamers or ribbons flowing out from the toes away from your ankle joint. And noticing the tiny bones in the toes and the feet opening up. Continuing to fall into the floor, returning to a sense of wholeness. I am one piece. I am whole head, whole body, in the whole space. And if you'd like to open your eyes occasionally to see out in the room and take a look around, that helps with integration. Noticing the tendons on the top of your ankle joints softening, space between the tiny bones of the ankle. And affirming your kneecap and the knee joint just below the kneecap. Kind of sending that to the ceiling with your constructive imagination and your sensory awareness. And freeing the muscles in the back of the knee, where there's a lot of musculature. Continuing to notice the relationship between your head, your neck, and your whole body. And checking in with your ribs and your breathing, letting the ribs be very mobile. Spaciousness between the ribs. And an opening up space for your lungs, very large organs. And notice how softening the back of your neck can really help your chest open, widen, and breathing into your armpits to allow your lungs to have a lot of room and space. And now that we're in a deeper state of awareness, a deeper state of undoing and quieting of the system, it's a nice moment to plant some ideas, whatever thoughts and ideas you'd like to plant in so that you can keep it going through the activities of life. So maybe you'd like to bring your palm up to your heart center area and just sense the warmth and the openness of your palm, informing your heart center, your sternum, your upper chest, and linking that up with some of the constructive thinking and some of the sensory awareness that we've been doing. And how does that make you feel? Maybe you'd like to use words to whatever your favorite words are for reassurance, for support. I am worthy. I am love. I acknowledge myself. And we can allow our head, neck, and torso to really free up and our spine to lengthen and send some of those ideas out to each other. So we're here in community, even though we might be physically far away and we're on Zoom, we can still relate to each other and connect with the positive ideas from this beautiful work. And continuing to explore your relationship with time. Is it possible to slow down time? And what happens to my body and my system when I open myself up to that idea? Readiness. The readiness is all. So have an openness to liveliness and expansion. And the possibilities of bringing this constructive awareness into daily activities. I sense the three-dimensionality, the front, back, and sides of my body, and I look out into the space, I look around, and I'm allowing my vision to expand, expanding my focus, and kind of letting what I see in the room come to me, what I see on the screen come to me. Unifying that field of attention so that I'm appreciating the unified whole of my system. If you're an Alexander teacher, you may want to take this moment to check in with your hands. If you're not an Alexander teacher, you may want to just receive a little bit of a description of what the hands-on touch can provide in a lesson. A lot of support, no agenda, and a very deep quality of listening to you and your system. And as teachers, we practice it with you, so I'll be learning as much as you are, maybe more, and we're learning together. Pausing for a moment to just welcome the idea of doing nothing. Softening the back of my throat. If you want, you can move your arms around a bit. Noticing that your arms lengthen out of your back. My whole back is lengthening and widening as I fall into the floor. If it's comfortable, you may want to bring one knee up towards your shoulder very slowly, one knee at a time. Thinking about sending that knee over first the right shoulder and then the left. The right knee over the right shoulder, the left knee over the left shoulder. You're kind of imagining that it can go that far, not really bending all that way. Good. So now just take a moment to pause and stop. You know that at some point I'm going to be talking you through getting up, but you don't want to get ready to get up yet. Just return to that sense of whole head, whole body. Good. And we're going to work to bring as much of the floor as we can into sitting, standing, and walking. So choose a side, whether it be the right or left side. Let your eyes fall to that side. Your eyes lead the movement of your head to the side. If you've chosen the right side to turn your head, it'll be the left fingertips that bring your arm, lead your arm over your chest, so you'll roll over onto your right side. If you've turned your head to the left, it'll be your right fingertips that lead your arm over your chest, and you'll roll over onto your left side. If you're new to the process, it's always a good idea to stay on your side about 2 minutes or so. You may be surprised how much lengthening and widening happened in your back and the changes in your back. So let yourself adjust. And when you're ready, go ahead and sit up, allowing your head to lead with this idea of neck softening, neck free. And see if you can maintain the floor. Keep that with you. You could crawl around a little bit, or you could stand and walk when you're ready. Let's see what you notice, the contact of your feet on the floor. And you're observing and experimenting with your whole self.